From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The United States welcomed Chinese President Xi Jinping to the White House today for talks that focused on difficult issues, including China's alleged cyber intelligence gathering, Beijing's economic practices, and territorial disputes in the South China Sea. President Barack Obama expressed great hope as the meetings got underway.
I believe it is in the interests of the United States to see China grow, to pull people out of poverty, to expand its markets, because a successful and stable and peaceful China can then serve as an effective partner with us on a range of international challenges.
At a joint news conference following today's talks, President Obama said he and Mr. Xi have agreed neither country will knowingly conduct or support cyber theft of intellectual property or commercial trade secrets, an issue that has been a particular source of tensions between the two countries. The United Nations General Assembly meeting in New York today heard from Pope Francis.
El preámbulo y el primer artículo de la Carta de las Naciones Unidas.
The 78-year-old pontiff used his address to pursue an agenda of ecological progress and cutting pollution, calling for peace, a shout-out for the Iran nuclear deal, and a united effort on the migrant crisis. With his address now complete, the Pope has moved on to a multi-faith surface where the World Trade Center once stood before terrorist attacks in 2001 that leveled it and killed thousands of Americans. Saudi Arabia's King Salman has ordered a review of the annual Hajj pilgrimage features after a stampede on the outskirts of Mecca killed at least 717 people and injured more than 900 others.